Everyone, it's Kristen, aka That Next Level Girl. Thank you so much for joining me on my podcast, where every single week I will be delivering to you free advice on building your network marketing business, building on social media, and just leveling up in life in general. If you haven't done it yet, please screenshot this episode, pop it on your Instagram story, and I will repost you. Enjoy the episode, guys. Everyone, welcome to another episode of the podcast. Today I'm going to be talking a little bit about the things that are and the things that are not building your business. So I see a lot of this kind of like procrastination type activity, especially in network marketing, because it is such an easy industry to get into. You know, it's such low startup costs, so people can start this business without having any clue how to run a business or what it takes or what is required or the type of activity that it takes to become successful. And a lot of times, you know, becoming successful in any business, it can look so much easier from the outside compared to all the activity that you do have to do to build your business, especially in network marketing. So I want to talk to you firstly about Instagram stories and, you know, watching Instagram stories. That's all good and well, but that is kind of like, you know, posting Instagram stories, I never, even at my level, and even with, you know, whatever amount of followers I have, 11,000 or something like that, followers on my Instagram, I'll post a story about a product or whatever we sell in our company. I do not get people messaging me asking, yeah, like I would like to buy some products, okay? It rarely happens. The same with the business. Oh my God, even now when I am posting Instagram stories, like, hey guys, like I'm looking to take on like 3 new business partners this month, and DM me if you're interested. I will never, ever, ever, ever get someone message me being like, hey, yeah, I'm interested, can I sign up? It just doesn't happen, even though I still post the story. So you have to remember, posting Instagram stories is not building your business. Speaking to people every single day and having the conversations directly about the business and directly about your product or your service or what you sell or produce, that is the income producing activity. And what I want you to do now is, well, after this podcast, is go and mute a lot of people on Instagram stories. Okay, so I've muted so many people on Instagram stories because I was spending so much time either comparing myself to other leaders in my company, or just wasting time just watching their life story. That's not helping me build my business, okay? And it's easy to get caught up in that comparison game. So if you're getting caught up in that game, or you find yourself literally spending hours watching people's Instagram stories every single day, the best thing to do is take that distraction away from your eyeline. Mute them so you don't even see them, and you forget about them, because out of sight, out of mind. So just mute people. You don't have to unfollow them, but you can if you want. But what I do is I just mute people, okay? The next thing is like creating aesthetic videos and all that sort of stuff. That's all great, and you know, it's something that I do, but I allocate time to do that fluffy material, which I really don't spend that much time on, like any of my like aesthetic looking photos or videos. I just make them on Canva. It literally takes me about 20 seconds because all the templates are already done for you. You just change the text and you can move things around. So I do not spend hours. I see a lot of people in network marketing spending hours and hours and hours spending time on like branding, and then like they don't have much time anyway. They're going to school, they're going to work, they have kids, and the only time that they have in the day is like an hour in the evening to work their business. And they're spending 45 minutes of that hour, which is precious time, like creating aesthetic Instagram stories and not actually working their business. Okay, so again, reminder, I want you to remember that yes, I do some of this fluffy material and I post Instagram stories and I do this, but I still work my business. I still do the non-negotiable, at least 20 reach outs a day, every single day about the business, making new connections, speaking to people on all different platforms, all of that sort of stuff. Okay, so you have to remember that that leaders, they didn't get there by posting Instagram stories. They didn't get there by posting aesthetic you know, Instagram like stories or videos or whatever. Yes, they may do that, or they also may delegate that or employ someone. I know plenty of top leaders in network marketing that employ someone to create aesthetic designs and stories and marketing materials for them and their company and their team for them. So that's a really good example of like delegation. The next thing is like having an aesthetic Instagram feed. So this is something that I really let go of this year. I was like so obsessed with like my feed has to look like one color. It all has to be like white and like this and like look really pretty, because that's like if people come and see my page, they're gonna follow me because my feed looks really pretty. That is all rubbish. The only type of people that would see my feed and if it looked really aesthetic is probably like influencers, which majority of the time aren't good at this business. Just because someone has an aesthetic feed and they work with like brands and they promote brands doesn't mean that they're good at a business. This is a business. It's not a hobby. It's not being an influencer. It's having a serious business, okay? So the second that I kind of dropped caring what my feed looked like and started focusing on providing value to my page, I started attracting the right type of people and the right type of clientele that I wanted in my business. Okay, so remember, providing value is really, really important. Again, providing value on your page, it's not direct income producing activity, but it's going to help you kind of attract the right type of people in so that then you can go and approach them and have those conversations about the business and about the products. Okay, so it's kind of a long-winded way, but it's really, really important that you're doing that and always expanding your network. The next thing that, you know, is not never going to build your business is posting like blurry screenshots of products, or like let's say your company just released a product. I know in our company last week they just released two new products, limited edition. A lot of people that I know, especially like even in other teams, in my team, in other companies, I see this all the time. A lot of people, consultants in the companies, the company releases a new product, then the consultant or distributor, they don't invest in the product because they're like, oh yeah, I don't really have enough money for that, so I'm just gonna like screenshot someone else's Instagram story or like a photo from the website. That is not, no, like that's not integral. That's not, like your network aren't going to trust that. It just looks really spammy. Like if you really truly believe in your company and the product, you need to be investing in them every single time it is released, okay? Even when I started my network marketing business, I really had like hardly any money and I was investing, like I got the all of the product ranges that we sold like within the first couple of weeks. I was like, I am so all in with this. I would never imagine like, If my company brought out, especially as a leader, if my company brought out a product and going, oh yeah, I'll get it next month. No! Lead from the front. You need to be that person that is using the products, sharing the products, using your own photos, and just making them look good, because blurry screenshot and stock photos of products never sell. They never sell. And I guarantee you, half of your network will see that and they will just mute you or they will unfollow you, okay? Which isn't exactly not what you want. And with that as well, I never ever would recommend posting prices on your stories, because you want to sell to people. If someone, you know, messages you and said, hey, I saw those like energy tablets on your Instagram story that your company does, how much are they? When someone sends me a message like that, I will sell them. I will say, well, they have this in it, they have this in it, they're amazing. Here's the difference before and after, blah, blah, blah. Here's a testimonial. And then I'll say, and it's only £20. It's only £50. It's only $50, okay? So it's only X price, okay? So it gives you an opportunity to sell, and it gives you an opportunity to, you know, have that conversation, and then you can write their name down. Even if you don't make the sale then and there, I will always write someone's name down in my black book, and then I will go back to them and just check up and see if they're keen to purchase that product again. So I would never post prices on your stories or on, you know, public forums or anything. Get people to message you or message people first, which is 99% of the time what you have to do in network marketing. Message people first, okay? The next thing is, this is kind of like more, less kind of exact things, but more theoretical, but, you know, complaining about the lack of support, or complaining that you're not where you should be, or complaining about X, Y, Z, or complaining about there's not enough products, or complaining about the product that you want is out of stock, or complaining or being in that negative headspace, that is not building your business. That is never going to build your business. You have to remember your business and the success or failure of your business. It's all to do with you, firstly, but secondly, and most importantly, it's all to do with energy. Energy is everything in your business, especially network marketing, because this is a relationship building business. This is a people facing business. This is all about creating those relationships, building those trusts, that trust with people that you're speaking to, showing the real you. So yeah, like complaining and being in that negative headspace, firstly as well, that's going to filter down your team if you have a team. And it's just, it's never, ever, ever going to build your business. So if you find yourself kind of creeping into that negative energy, it's really, really important for you as a leader to stop yourself in the tracks and reset yourself, do whatever you need to do to get back into your focus and get back into a positive energy and alignment, and plow on and just keep going, because when you're in that negative headspace, nothing is going to happen in your business. The next thing is not leading from the front. The thing that isn't building your business is you're not leading from the front. If you're a leader, even if you have two people in your team, if you are not doing what you're telling other people that they need to do to build their business, of course, there's not going to be any duplication in your team and they're not going to do it. They are not going to do it. You need to show them, not tell them, and lead from the front. If you say you're going to do something, you need to do it. If you say you're going to do the health program that your company sells for the next 3 months straight, you need to do it. If you say you're going to get up and do Miracle Morning every single day at 7 a.m., you need to do it. You need to stick to your word, because that builds trust within your team as well. The next thing is word vomiting. Word vomiting. Literally, this is the thing that is never, ever, 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 ever going to help you build your business at all. When someone reaches out to you about the business, or when you're speaking to someone about the business, or even if you're in person, let's say you're with family, or you're at a family event, or you're at a party, and someone says to you, oh yeah, I've seen that kind of that business thing that you've been doing on your Instagram or online. What is it? It sounds really interesting. And then you get really excited and you're like, oh my God, someone's actually interested. I've been trying to get someone interested for like the last 3.5 years and no one said yes ever. And then you get really excited and you word vomit and you want to tell them everything about your company and why it's so amazing, and like 10 million success stories, and like the free cars or the earned cars or like whatever, like all these different rewards. That really, it really, really overwhelms people. Okay, cool, calm, collected, concise. Cool, calm, collected. 4 C's. Cool, calm, collected, and concise. Okay, remember those 4 C's. Really important to be concise. Okay, because you want people to say to you, tell me more, tell me more, tell me more. Not, oh, tell me less, tell me less, tell me less. Because if you word vomit and you send people massive paragraphs and loads of information about your business or your product, they're, especially if they're interested in the business side of things, they're going to be like, oh my God, is that what I'm going to have to do to people? I don't have time for that. I'm so busy. I've got 3 million children and 10 million donkeys and 4 million dogs and a goldfish and a whatever. They're going to be like, I do not have time to write out those massive paragraphs to everyone, so I'm not interested. But if you keep the business simple, which it is, network marketing is so simple. We use the products, we recommend the products, we recommend the business. If you keep it simple, it's much more appealing. And again, I want you to remember, a confused mind doesn't make decisions. Can't speak. Decisions. A confused mind does not make decisions, okay? So remember, don't confuse people. Keep it really simple. Keep it really concise, because it also shows you have confidence in yourself and you have confidence in yourself as a leader. But when you're like rambling on, you look really nervous. You don't look like you know what you're doing either. When you're short, sweet, concise, you're cool, calm, collected, you're confident, okay? So lastly then, what is building your business then? All these other things. What is building your business, okay? Building your business is sticking to your daily method of operation, your DMO. What are the non-negotiable things that you need to do every single day to build your business? And if you don't know what they are, go and speak to your upline and go speak to your mentor, or go speak to the, you know, the upline to go and find out exactly what you have to do. But roughly, for me, and this is my, DMO, I will reach out to like 20 to 30 new people every single day about my business and my passion for it and why it'd be amazing for them, and really build those kind of conversations and build those relationships and get to know people genuinely and see how I can actually help them. And you know, reading at least 3 pages of a book, a self-development book, listening to a video and listening to a podcast. And guys, that actually seems like a lot more than it is. But when you split it up throughout the day, it's actually not a lot. And a lot of the time I will do a miracle morning where I get it all done in like half an hour. So it actually doesn't take that long. Or else I will split up my reach out. So I'll do 10 before 10 is something I commonly do. 10 before 10, 10 reach outs before 10. I'll do 10 in the afternoon and I'll do like a hustle on Zoom. Like we call them blitzes in my company. So a blitz session where basically we jump on Zoom together, we work away, we send out messages, reply to messages, speak to prospects, speak to clients, all that sort of stuff. So it's an hour reserved for direct income producing activity. And then we might do another one in the evening. You don't have to do them with your team if you don't want to, but I find, again, going back to the energy thing, energy is everything. When you're on there, when you're listening to music, when you see other people working, it keeps you more accountable, and I find you are more productive in that state as well. Again, what else is building your business is literally just speaking to people directly about the business and the products and having conversations. That is it. Literally, the thing that's going to give you results in your business is you growing as a person and showing the self-growth thanks to your business or company or their products, and having the conversations. That's it. So can you see the difference between what isn't building your business and all those things that we do and all those procrastination activities and all the time we waste versus the things that are actually going to build your business? Speaking to people. That's it. That's literally it, is having the conversations about the business or about the products or both. Okay, so keep it simple. And even if you find that your focus goes and you get really distracted when you sit down to go and do reach outs and speak to people about the business, you probably need to go back and reconnect with your why. Why do you need this business? What are the consequences of you not being successful in this business? Really connect back with your why. Maybe you could do a vision board, and you can reserve time for fluffy, non-income producing activity. You can do this every single day. Like when I'm working and when I'm doing my income producing activity, that's all I'm doing. I'm really strict with myself. I'm very disciplined. And then the rest of the time I can mess around and feck around and, you know, do whatever I want to do and go on Facebook and scroll on TikTok and do all this sort of stuff, because you can't be working and hustling and being productive 24/7. It's impossible. You're going to burn out. Not even I am at all ever, 24/7 completely focused. I have most of the day I'm not, and I do other stuff and I don't work my business all the time. I just have particular set hours throughout the day, which actually change and vary day to day on based on how I'm feeling, because I'm really protective of my energy. So if I'm feeling really negative or I'm out of alignment first thing in the morning, I'm not going to go and reach out to new people about the business, because I know that I'm not going to transfer good energy to them. And I know the results for those reach outs and those conversations I have with people, they're not going to be positive when I get them back. So, but that doesn't mean, you know, if you don't feel good, like take a week off your business. That's not what I mean. That means if you're feeling negative, don't do reach outs. Spend 20 minutes on getting back into alignment and then do your reach outs. So again, like what I said earlier, being conscious of your energy, how can you redirect that? How can you get back into income producing activity and that focused state of mind and that discipline? So yeah, guys, hopefully that helped. I am seeing all of you screenshotting this podcast on your Instagram story. I honestly appreciate it so, so much. If you have any suggestions for podcasts that you want me to talk about, things, subjects you want me to talk about, or even like anything that's not to do with network marketing, but just general business or life advice or self-development or any of that sort of stuff, please just send me a message on Instagram at that next level girl. And I will reply back to you within 24 hours. I'm usually quite good at replying back to people if I don't miss your message. But yeah, thanks so much for joining this episode today. I also will hopefully next week at some point record a podcast on my scripts and like what I say to people and how I handle objections and what I say to people and all that sort of stuff. So make sure you look out for that, and make sure you also subscribe or follow me on Spotify as well. But thanks for joining, guys. Have a good day.